This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump says Iran is responsible for crippling two tankers in the Gulf of Oman Thursday, raising concerns of a deepening conflict between Washington and Tehran. Speaking on Fox News Friday morning, Trump said the U.S. military had video of Iran's Revolutionary Guards removing an unexploded mine from one of the ships.
Iran did do it, and you know they did it because you saw the boat. I guess one of the mines didn't explode, and it's probably got essentially Iran written all over it.
Iran has denied the accusations and said the video proved nothing other than it was being used as a scapegoat. A foreign ministry spokesman called the accusations alarming. Meanwhile, Britain blamed Tehran and its Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps for the attacks on the tankers. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt condemned the attacks, saying they had violated international norms and called on Iran to stop all forms of destabilizing activity. In a related story, the crew from one of the stricken tankers is now back on board their ship after being looked after on the USS Bainbridge. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Navy's Fifth Fleet says that the 21 sailors it hosted overnight from one of the oil tankers hit in an apparent attack in the Gulf of Oman have returned to their vessel. Commander Joshua Frey says the sailors were back on the Kokucar Courageous to assist it in being towed. Frey says the USS Bainbridge remains nearby and is in close contact with the vessel. Meanwhile, the Norwegian owner of the other tanker that caught fire says the blaze has been extinguished. The owner adds the 23 crew members are still in Iran at Abbas, though they'll be repatriated soon. I'm Charles Ledesma.
And Reuters news agency is reporting that Iranian fast boats were preventing privately owned tugboats from removing one of those tankers from the Gulf of Oman. The report quoted a U.S. military official. This is VOA News. Amid Democratic